The Eastleigh by-election has clearly embarrassed Labour leader Ed Miliband, beaten as he was into fourth place by the Conservatives. The Tories were in turn beaten into second place by the UK Independence Party in what is not only a humiliation for David Cameron, but could, in extremis, cause the Damoclesian sword of Liberal conservatism to fall upon his head. Hello, my name's Sean Dilley in a report produced exclusively for Audioboo. You can get involved by replying publicly using the hashtag BooElectionReport or tweet me at Sean Dilley. Well, it all kicked off over a year ago, of course, when the Crown Prosecution Service charged Chris Huhne with perverting the course of justice over allegations he illegally passed his speeding points onto then-wife Vicky Price to avoid a driving ban.
I'm innocent of these charges and I intend to fight this in the courts, and I'm confident that a jury will agree.
But Huhne's confidence clearly waned by last month when, after several unsuccessful attempts to have his case thrown out, the former Energy Secretary admitted his criminal deception on the first day of a trial at Southwark Crown Court.
I pleaded guilty today. The only proper course of action for me is now to resign my Eastleigh seat in Parliament, which I will do very shortly.
With that, a by-election was triggered and early polls indicated a neck-and-neck race between the Lib Dems, whose MP had just admitted being a criminal, and the Tories, who until now had shared the running for this former two-way marginal.
I'm delighted to be here in Eastleigh supporting John O'Farrell.
Are you here a day a week and then working elsewhere? We're here for 2.5 days.
And you get it delivered by the Prime Minister. What about that?
The presence of the three main party leaders offers testimony to the significance the parties placed on the eventual result. A victory would have been great for the PM, giving him a much-needed boost. The runners-up prize, that wouldn't have hurt him much. But losing out to UKIP, well, that places Cameron in danger, as the real David Davis, who ran against the PM as Tory leader in 2005, told BBC Two's Daily Politics on the eve of polling day.
I think if we came third, it would be a crisis. I think that's the case. But if it's a close second with UKIP on our tail, it will also be pretty uncomfortable. I mean, let's be clear. This is not going to dislodge David Cameron. He's going to be there till the next election. But the simple truth is, it will make things more uncomfortable in the House of Commons.
And this discontentment, typified within the disaffected Tory right by David Davis, was immediately seized upon in a moment of Urquhartian genius by UKIP leader Nigel Farage.
The failure of the Tories here is that traditional Tory voters look at David Cameron, they ask themselves a question, is this man a Conservative? And they conclude, no, he's not.
But whether it's a vote of no confidence in David Cameron or a triumph for UKIP's branding, the Prime Minister's own backbenchers are sure to echo Nigel Farage's words and ask whether core Tory voters are being turned off, and at what cost. For this exclusive Audioboo report, I've been Sean Dilley. Do please make your views heard by replying to this Audioboo using the hashtag BooElectionReport or tweet me at Sean Dilley. And if you feel so inclined, you could catch me on LBC's Saturday political panel with Ian Collins tonight from 7 p.m. or reviewing the papers on the BBC News Channel at 11 p.m. on Sunday.